Your Cape Talk right here on 25, almost 26 minutes past 5 o'clock. A very good morning to you. Businesses and individuals across South Africa will now have the ability to run criminal and identity verifications via My Imprint, a user-friendly online portal using only an ID number as reference. Now, My Imprint, a tech startup that provides easy access to criminal records and identity verification. Daniel Scheffer, the co-founder of My Imprint, joins us now to explain exactly how this works. Daniel, a very good morning to you and welcome to the show this morning. What is My Imprint?
Morning, Zane. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be on your show. Zane, just to give you a little bit of an idea and explain really what My Imprint is as a business. We're a technology company that is focused on biometric data. What we've done is we've created a centralized database effectively for the onboarding and storage of this biometric data, specifically for identity and criminal record verifications. So an identity verification essentially uses a person's fingerprint to run that print against the Home Affairs database to number one, determine if that person belongs to that fingerprint, and number two, a criminal record verification uses that person's fingerprint once again to run against the SAPS database, the South African Police Service criminal record database, to determine whether there's a match in that criminal record database for that particular fingerprint. So in essence, the challenge and the crux of what we've done, you can imagine, in order to be able to run this fingerprint against these two databases, we first need to be able to have those fingerprints on the database. So we've done a strategic partnership with Jetline. I'm sure you know the printing company Jetline.
Yeah.
Where we've created a national network of capture locations, in essence. So it's an easy to use walk-in. You can go to any Jetline store nationwide across the country, walk into one of their stores within 3 to 5 minutes, basically put your fingerprint onto one of our capture terminals and onboard your fingerprint onto our database. This process is free. There's no charge to actually capture the fingerprint, and there's no booking required. So you just walk in and basically put your fingerprint on the database. Effectively now, once you want to run, or once somebody or yourself or an employer or somebody similar wants to run a verification on that fingerprint, yeah, they can then log on to our website through myimprint.co.za and go through the process, which is very sort of easy to use and user friendly. Exactly, 100%. So a couple of things that we've done as a first to market is number one, digital consent. We're the first company in the country to offer completely digital consent, and everything is consumer consent driven. So you know the consumer, the owner of the print, let's say, has complete control over their fingerprint and how it's used and by who it is used. The identity verifications is a new thing to market. So you know, previously, and you'll be aware when you go into, you know, many of the banks, they request that you put your finger down, and this has been until now limited through SABRIC,
yeah,
to the banks.
Yeah.
We are now the first company that is offering this to the open market from an identity verification perspective.
Yes, Daniel, I very often get myself in a situation whereby, you know, it's you got to walk into the bank and you got to continuously produce your ID. That is becoming less of a problem these days. How will this improve our day-to-day lives, and where will we find this technology?
Right. So, I mean, the whole point here is that we are opening this technology to everyone. So we recently released and I was quite concerned when I read this statistic, that 77% of house robberies or burglaries are in some way connected to an inside job. I mean, this is a scary statistic. My Imprint effectively gives everybody, every household, every business, every individual, homeowner, whatever the case may be, the opportunity to verify a person's identity and B, whether they are a criminal or not. So, you know, this is for the very first time in the country, really, this accessibility to be able to capture these prints is never been like it is, like we've now created the solution to be able to. So, you know, it will affect everybody, really, to be able to know who it is that they're letting into their homes, who it is that they're letting into their businesses, what is the status of these people in terms of a criminal record. You know, we in no way advocate the principle that somebody with a criminal record is not employable. You know, we believe everybody deserves a second chance, but there's very specific circumstances in which we should be able to be aware of that circumstance. You know, if you're a school teacher and you're sending your kids to school, you want to make sure that your kids are not being taught by somebody who's being committed by convicted of a criminal of a sexual.
Yeah, thing. that's quite interesting.
In the financial sector, Daniel? You want to make sure that the person's not you know, being committed of a financial crime.
And Daniel, sorry about this, but you know, we're running out of time very, very quickly here, and it's absolutely amazing. So it's my imprint at any Jet store
Jetline store.
Yeah, and any website address for it, please.
Yes, absolutely. So it's myimprint.co.za.
That's, of course, Daniel Sheffer, the co-founder of My Imprint. You can go and have a look at myimprint.co.za. Time for the latest news with Regan Thorne.
Thanks, Suzanne. Very good morning.